Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, good evening, and welcome to another segment of All That Jazz Now. Our subtitle for tonight, Jazz is New and Different with Some Old Sounds. You know, jazz is so amazing, and we're going to do some Latin jazz tonight by artists that I am just truly wild about from Florida. We've had her on the show before, and we're going to bring her back and let you listen to some of the great sounds of a Florida Latin jazz artist that's taken the jazz industry by storm. But we got some great music for you tonight. We got some new. We got some old. We got Chaka Khan doing the studio version of Love Me Still, followed up by her live performance of Love Me Still. I mean, this is a great track. We got a couple of Sharon Banks selections, one of the African artists that I'm not familiar with, Alicia Olajunka. I guess that's how you pronounce it. Sharon probably say Hector and all. And we have, what else by Sharon Banks? Sweet Night, it's an instrumental by Christian DeMasonas. She'll tell me how to pronounce it. But those are two of her selections we're featuring for tonight. Sharon's out of Dallas, Texas. She's a great music and studio radio stuff performer. I mean, not performer, but producer. Get it together. I've been knowing her a long time. The girl is bad, just super bad. But we got Mika Paris, Mark Marshank. We got Zanjovi. We got Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra. And Antonio Jackson got a bad one called Moonlight Serenade. Then we've got Night Air by Phil Davis. And, of course, Laura Henderson with her track, Sabor Ami. And I Concentrate on You, two of her tracks. So we got some hot stuff, man, that you're going to enjoy. So sit back and let us take you on a jazz adventure. And like I said, it's all that jazz now. Jazz is new and different, with old sounds included. So let's start the show off at 7:07 with Zokee. And tonight is the track. It's on our replay list.
Oh,
That was Zokin. The track is Tonight, and we played it on our last week's jazz show. And we've got some great selections for you tonight, especially the poetic section. You know, a lot of times we talk about spoken word, and when an artist is at a session and you get to hear the beautiful writing displayed by the voice. Well, one of the greatest poetic writers in the world wrote a poem back in 1932, and it has been celebrated ever since then. The voice behind the great recording is a gentleman named Arthur Prysock, but he didn't record the actual poem, which is from a diary about a love affair, until 1968. So long before then, Walter Benton wrote down his life experience with romance in a poem, and it was beautiful. We're going to save that for a little bit later because we want you to enjoy some music and get into it. I'm telling you, we got some dangerous music tonight. We're going to start off with a track by a young lady called Mika Paris.
Forever, we'll never
Next track is a Sharon Banks selection, Dallas, Texas. The track is called No Ordinary Love, Alicia, O-L-A-T-U-J-A. Now, I think it's Laju, but I'm more than likely wrong. But she's a new jazz artist that I haven't heard of, so let's give her a listen. And again, Sharon Banks out of Dallas, Texas, one of the great radio producers, selected this track.
Thank you. when all the poems on the theme have been written, and all the night and day dreams dreamt without prophecy or fulfillment, when hope sustains us no longer, nor being drunk or busy or therapeutically in love keeps us from remembering. When we have forgotten even why we parted, if we ever knew it at all. Remembering, however, when we could be warm together, kiss, though with a cold, when even baby talk became you, yes, and everything I said was sweet or funny, and everything you did was beautiful. I keep your eyes by heart after the very first reading. I could repeat them in detail, remembering their elements in pearls and moonstones, and the dark wings of a starling, and the bright morning faces of asters. I learned your hair many ways, by the musk and visually, by the braille touch. After one fitting only, if I could cut my hands just so, as if they held your face. Blindfolded, I could kiss a thousand mouths and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth's kisses, feel rich red colors, taste sun ripe fruits. I know the season of the year. I took your body like a glass of sweet milk at bedtime, and my eyelids let go at the hinges when I loved you. When you were all I, and all of me was you. My season rhymed with your season, and our bodies made music and gave light, and all things absolute. I have looked too long upon you, too long, and with so much love that strangers can see you in my face, as the sun in vivid colors leave an after image in the eyes.
You know, one of the things that I find amazing, the vocal tones in poetry, music, songs, and just the conversation can tell you so much about a person, so much more than their looks or their hair or their clothes or the material things or the car they drive. But the poetic part of any relationship, the conversation can be so connected to emotions. It's like the whisper in the ear. That was Arthur Prysock, 1968. The album is called This Is My Beloved, and it inspired me to do the cover of my book, Romantic Images of You, Where My Heart Belongs. I've always admired poetry, and I think it's some of the best. Before we get to Chaka Khan, we're going to turn to Baby Blue Eyes and go back for a minute and bring you up to date. The way you look tonight, all you need is a top hat, a great jazz band like Count Basie, and Frank had it going on in the movies, in the plays, and on stage singing. The great Frank Sinatra, The Way You Look Tonight. Bad song in jazz.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
thought I'd slide that one in. Antonio Jackson, Midnight Serenade, right after that other great piece. You know, Frank Bad, man. So I had to play Frankie, and then I had to play that poetic track that was just off the charts. We're going to jump to a track, and it's 741 by Zamjovi. Again, one more of our African artists, Mika, Paris, and Alicia. Some of our African artists. Stay tuned. We got a track by Phil Davis called Night Air right after Zamjovi.
Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with a understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
And we're back. And that was Beyond Dreams, 9 on the Field. And you know, I was telling Teresa last night that, because she ordered the book, I Love Being a Butterfly, and it's on its way out. And I was telling her about, to have a friend. And she said, I don't like a lot of violence. And I said, okay, but it's my best book. She said, I don't care. I can't do the violence. So I thought that was really nice. But I suggested today, Beyond Dreams, 9 on the Field. Because I felt like, you know, that might be the ticket to her reading some more of my work. So it's always good to discuss the differences in views. And I appreciate that. So I just want to send a shout out. Thank you for getting my book. And I love Being a Butterfly is just a bad book, man. That's just great. Just super duper great. You're listening to All That Jazz now. And the subtitle is Jazz is New and Different with Old Sounds. You know, understanding how jazz has featured a lot of new artists just takes people to a whole new zone. You know, because we're always talking about the greats and the people that put things together back in the day. And they were good. There's this track I'm going to play by Ella Fitzgerald. It's called I Got a Crush on You. And great jazz track. And it was so inspiring because people had crushes on other people. But Ella nailed it. Ella Fitzgerald, one of the greatest jazz singers in the world, along with Dakota Staton and Billie Holiday. But Ella had something special too. All right, I Got a Crush on You.
Thank you. had a crush on someone. Guess who I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you. How glad a million laddies from millionaires to caddies would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you.
In the water, warm me in the moon.
yourself inside me. Make it last forever.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And I'm back. And that was Laura Williams doing The Island. Oh, man. And I could feel the breeze on the island and the palm trees swaying and the water from the beach coming up the waves, touching my little toes. Oh, man, I'm scared of water, so I don't know why I be telling that story, because I almost drowned when I was a kid. You know, we were on the beach, me and my older brothers and stuff, and I called myself going to learn how to swim, right? So I ran on out to the water, and I jumped in, and I was swimming out, paddling, you know, doot, 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 and an undercurrent got me and was carrying me out to the sea. And I said, oh, help, help. And my older brother Rudy jumped in that water, boy. I'm going to save you. And he came on out the scrush, 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 and brought me back to the sands of the beach. And I was spitting up water. And I said, ain't never going back in love on water, never. And so I don't like to swim. Simple as that. Simple as that. It's 8:03. Man, we moved through that first hour with some great music. And we got some more great music for you. You know, we play the best. I promised you this track by Chaka Khan. This is one of her best tracks. And I played a young lady on air last week or week before last that Sharon Banks had recommended that I listen to. You know, that's one of my best friends there. I mean, we talk all the time, and she's a great person. So anyway, she works for a couple of jazz stations, picking music and promoting them and stuff. So she said, Don, listen to this track by this girl. It used to be by Chaka Khan and Love Me Still. I said, oh, okay. And I played it. And it was pretty nice. And I had to do a disclaimer. She don't sound like that. I mean, I don't know why I do those high voices, but I kind of like them. But anyway, I'm going to do the track. I'm going to do the studio version of Chaka Khan. And then I'm going to do the live performance. And the people were just going crazy, man, when she sang this track. So a lot of people don't know that Chaka Khan sings jazz. You know, they think Chaka Khan, you know, Rufus, and tell me something good. But Chaka can sing jazz, and she sings with a lot of jazz artists. So that's that versatility. But anyway, I want you to listen to this track, Chaka Khan, studio version, Love Me Still.
sometimes this life is a bitter pill. I love you now, do you love me still?
baby. Next to you, my darling. Yeah. Next to you, my baby. Yeah. Next to you, my darling. Yeah. Next to you, my baby. Yeah. Next to you, my darling. Yeah. Next to you, my baby. Yeah. Next to you, my darling. Yeah. Next to you, my baby. Yeah. Next to you, my darling. Yeah. Next to you, my baby. Yeah. Next to you, my darling.
And that was Matt Marshak. Hey, you know, I was looking at one of our featured artists, Mika Paris, and she has a track called Breathe, Life Into. So, you know, we always have to look up the artist and see what's going on. And Mika, when you see her picture, she's a beautiful black woman. Now, Mika is 53 years old. She was born 1969 in South London, the United Kingdom. So usually when we think of the British, we don't usually think of the UK as, you know, can't be a black girl. But her real name is Michelle Antoinette, A-N-T-O-I-N-E-T-T-E. Waylon, but she's also known as Mika Paris. That's her professional singing name. She's an English singer. She's a presenter and an actress. And she was born in Islington in North London. But she moved to Brockley, South London. And when she was 9 years old, that's where they moved to. So, man, Mika's been singing for a while. And she's born April 27th. I forget what sign that is. But anyway, when she was nine, Paris released her debut album. When she was 9 years old, released her debut album. I got to be reading that wrong. But it says when she was nine, well, that's when she was born. No, they moved to Brockley when she was nine. Paris released her debut album, So Good, I get confused, 1988, which spawned singles including My One Temptation and Where Is the Love. She has since gone to release 7 future albums, Contribution, 1990, Whisper of Prayer, 1993, Black Angel, 1998, If You Could Love Me, 2005. And Soul, 2005, Born Again, which was a pretty good album from what I understand, 2009, and a gospel in 2020. And in 2020, Paris was cast in the BBC soap opera, EastEnders, as Ellie Nixon. I'm going to write that down because I'm going to check that out and see what she's doing on those episodes. EastEnders, she's the character Ellie Nixon, N-I-X-O-N. So, you know, a lot of times we don't know the background of the singers, and I think sometimes that's really important for you people that just have to go by looks. She's a very beautiful woman, dark skin, and on the full-figured size, kind of. I guess in the middle. But pretty talented person, man. And Paris grew up singing in her grandparents' church. And by her mid-teens was making regular appearances with the Spirit of Watts Gospel Choir, with whom she featured on the 1985 EP Gospel Joy. At the age of 17, she became backing vocalist for the UK band Hollywood Beyond. Paris appeared on the album in 1985. She released her debut album, 1988, So Good, with a fourth and Broadway. And when she was 19 years old, My One Temptation. Man, you never know where these singers start off from and who influences them and what they think about. But 2 years later, now this is 2001, 2 years later, Paris lent her voice to the Walt Disney Pictures, Touchstone Pictures soundtrack for High Heels and Low Lifes, which was later included in the Primal Scene soundtrack album 2001. I mean, she was in her voice. One of Disney's things, Paris released the Moby sampling Heart. And this young lady has done a lot. 53 years old, still kicking it, doing it. You know, and that tells you a lot about people when y'all keep talking about this age thing. Some people just, they keep on going. They just make everything what they want it to be. She's been in television and radio and just a great singer. And I'm just now coming to know who she is. So like I said, I'm going to look up that Ellie piece. I want to see what she's acting like. But this is really, really Ellie Nixon. I'm going to have to look that up. E-L-L-I-E-N-I-X-O-N. It's a soap opera in the BBC. Wow. All right, let's give a listen to the track. Mika Paris and Breathe Life Into.
The dawn and the sunrise are free.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Influenced a lot of jazz singers. We're going to turn our attention to one of our favorite artists, Lauren Henderson, and she is an American jazz singer based in New York and Miami, Florida, 35 years old, and she has 9 albums out. She's considered a Latin jazz artist. I mean, that's her genre, jazz. And she's got one track that I play all the time. But think about it. She's 35 years old, November 5th, 1986, and she's already got or released 9 albums and 1 EP through her label, Brontosaurus. I mean, she got her own label. And she can cut, man. She's a beautiful young lady and doing some things in the music industry. So we're going to give you a chance to listen to a little track by Laura Henderson. And we got a couple of them by her we're going to play. So we're going to take a quick break because we have to. And when we come back, we got some more great jazz for ya. I like the way they say for ya. We'll be right back.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now. has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable. We will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And I'm back, and we are listening to some amazing jazz. So, we're on our way to give you a little taste. Now, this one track that I'm going to play first, Sabor Me. Oh, man, when I first heard that, I said, who the heck is this? So I looked it all up, and she was in Florida cutting up. 35-year-old Laura Henderson, born November 5th. And, man, she can cut. She can cut, cut, cut. And I think she was born in Marblehead, Massachusetts. I got to check that out. That's deep, man. But I want you to listen to this track. And she also does a lot of Frank Sinatra tracks and just a lot of old school, too. So we've got two by her, one her own style, and then the other is I Concentrate on You by jazz vocalist Laura Henderson featuring Godwin Lewis, Alex Wins, and Eric Wheeler. And, you know, they play kind of like that old Kenny Burrell guitar style. So you got to listen to the instruments in jazz also, because that's what makes jazz, the instruments, the singers, the writers. But the instruments, man, are so important. So let me get to this track, Sabor Me, Laura Henderson, and it's featured by Latin jazz artist, the Laura Henderson Quartet.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos este amor, nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así, que yo guardo tu sabor. Como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1,000 años y muchos más, yo no sé si tengo amor la eternidad, pero ya tal como aquí en la boca llevarás sabor a mí. Thank you. tanto tiempo disfrutamos este amor. Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1,000 años y muchos más. Yo no sé si tengo amor, la eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
And that was Sabor a Mi. Laura Henderson. Like I said, this next track by Laura, it's called I Concentrate on You. It's a popular jazz tune, but I want you to listen to the guitar part also, because I'm telling you, if you know jazz, then you know how Kenny Burrell, one of the greatest jazz guitarists in the world from Michigan, could cut. He was even teaching school of how to play. But anyway, I'm going to play this track, but also listen to the guitar in the back. The whole quartet is good, but that guitar is smoking. I Concentrate on You, jazz vocalist Laura Henderson.
The skies look gray to me, and trouble begins to brew. Whenever the winter winds, they get too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me, and people decline your throne, whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you, on your smile that's
Well, as usual, the time goes by so darn fast. It's time for me to get ready to hit the road, Jacker. Hit the road, Jacker. Oh, Lord. You've been watching too many Phantom of the Opera or Jack the Ripper or something. Listen, I've enjoyed all that jazz and new and different old sounds, which means that some of the new artists take some of the old songs and cut them up. I'm going to play my favorite artist from Africa, Zoki. She's going to take us on out of here. And I want to thank the Sharon Banks crew in Texas who gave us a couple of new artists that I had no idea was on the scene for jazz. So, I will see you Friday night. Of course, R&B and world music. You don't want to miss it. We got some hot firecracker stuff. Firecracker stuff. Firecracker stuff. Oh, yeah, we're playing the new one by, what are the Braxton Girls? She got a new one out that we're going to play Friday night. And it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. All right. I want you to be safe out there. I've got some calls I got to make after the show, but mwah, mwah, mwah. Throwing my kisses out. And I need to put some chapstick on my lips. Cold weather. I got beautiful lips, too. Anyway, look, let me get ready to get out of here and listen to this track tonight. Zoki cut this.